家圣诞快乐。
Praise the Lord for allowing us when we speak English, when we speak Chinese, when we speak Cantonese, or we speak Taiwanese. We can all come and worship Him on this glorious day.
感谢神，不论我们说的是国语、是广东话或者是英语，我们今天都能够一起聚集在这里，一起来赞美、来敬拜我们的神。
I'm going to preach for you from the fifth gospel of the Bible.
我今天要从人家有人认为是福音第五本书来跟你们讲这个信息。
You might say, Pastor Young, you must getting old. There's only four gospels in the Bible. Where do you get the fifth?
你们也许会觉得杨牧师，你是不是太老了？应该只有四本福音书，怎么有五本呢？
年老眼昏了，
年老眼花了。
The book of Isaiah is considered the fifth gospel by a lot of gospel scholars.
这以赛亚书是很多被圣经学者认为是福音的第五本书。
It actually gives a much clearer prediction, a much clearer description of our Lord Jesus Christ's life.
他的记载是关于以赛亚的这个预言是更清楚、更明确。
The four gospels in the New Testament record the historic fact of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经的四本书福音书通常记载的是耶稣的历史上的记载。
However, this quote unquote fifth gospel actually prophesies.The life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这本所谓福音的第五本书是来记载圣耶稣的预言的大纲。
In the book of Isaiah, the Bible quoted the books 85 times.
单单以赛亚书被新约记被提用引用至少80次。
Therefore.I'd like to tell you about the life of our sovereign king from the book of Isaiah.
所以我今天想跟大家分享从以赛亚书这个一个被鄙视、被厌弃的王的生命。
First of all, I'd like to tell you is the birth of our sovereign king.
第一，我想跟大家讲的是他的出生。
On Isaiah 7:14.Isaiah has prophesied the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在以赛亚书章七章十四节有预言到他的出生。
Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. When you look at this verse, you can see the three.Statement in there that give us the prophecies.
这边我们会从这段经文可以看出三个不平常的情况。
The first of all, it is the message is from God Himself.
第一个是信息是从神自己而来。
Isaiah states this is that God will give His people a sign.
这边七章十四节讲到，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头。
What sign is that?
这是什么兆头呢?
It says, Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son.
这个兆头就是童女必怀孕生子。
A child will be born of a virgin.
一个童女生子。
This is very unnatural.
这是很不自然的。
We are all offerings of a man and a woman.
我们都是一个由一个男人和一个女人所生的。
But this verse saying that a child will be born from a virgin.
但是这节经文说一个童女必是怀子。
A virgin will be have no man has no part in her life yet.
这个是一个童女还没有跟任何男人接触过。
But this is what puzzled Isaiah as well a lot of the Old Testament scholars.
这就是以赛亚他这个很多的预言上面关于的。
How can it be a virgin give birth?
怎么可能呢？一个童女生子。
The third one is that already give the son a name.
第三个是这个很特别的情况，这个婴孩已经有一个名字。
The name will be called Emmanuel.
这个名字叫以马内利。
That will translate to be God is with us.
这个翻译的意思就是神与我们同在的意思。
When we see this verse, we see that every little detail from the birth of Christ was already prophesied 800 years ago before Christ was born.
从这些经我们可以看出，所有很多细节关于耶稣降生的都是在800年以前都已经预言了。
Another verse that you just read this morning is from Isaiah 9:6.
另外一段经文你们早上也有念过，就是以赛亚书九章六节。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be rest on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.When you're looking at this, you see a different name.
当你看这些经文的时候，你看得出来一个不同的名字。
On the previous verse, it says his name will be Emmanuel.
前面的一节经文讲到是以马内利。
Right here, it said, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. This is something that you give to God himself.
这一节经你看到是奇妙测试全能的神永在的父，这些是用来描述神的名字。
But when you come to think of it, was God with the child? Was the child is God himself with us?
这边所以这些经文我们可以结论，这个是神，弥赛亚是神，而且神与我们同在。
Therefore, when you look in the two verses together, you get one conclusion is the Messiah is God himself.
所以这两节经文再一次这个结论就是弥赛亚就是神。
Therefore, when you're looking at this prophecy, you see that God himself will come as a child birthed from the virgins.
所以这些经文告诉我们神必与我们同在，从童女生子来到我们当中。
Well, when you're looking at that, say, oh yeah, God coming must be coming in a glorious manner.
这样我们想到的时候会想到说神是一个很荣耀的一个身份来到我们当中。
But when you continue to look at Isaiah 53, you're seeing a different story.
但是你继续看53章的话，你会看到一个很 不一样的画面。
On verses 3 it says, He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief,And like one from whom men hide their face, and he was despised, and we do not esteem him. On this verse, we show that it's really a conclusion and a summary of our Lord's life.
这一节其实经文其实是一个我们耶稣主耶稣的一个生命的一个总结。
He was despised, and no man respect him.
他被人厌弃，没有人尊重他。
When you look in the gospel, how can someone respect a son of a carpenter?
你可以在这些圣经上告诉我们，我们怎么可以尊敬一个木匠的一个儿子呢？
How can we respect someone who even have no home?
我们怎么能够尊敬一个没有希望的人呢？
In today's words, how can we respect someone who live under the bridge?
就像今天的现代的这种话语哈，我们怎么可以尊敬一个住在一个桥底下的人呢？
Therefore, in Philippians 2, the Bible goes on and say,
在新约腓立比书第二章这样子说
Who, although he exists in the form of God and did not regard equally with God and a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made of likeness of man,Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
这边他本有神的形象，不以自己为与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He deserves all adoration and worship from his creator.
他是值得被所有被造的和万物来爱戴、来敬拜的。
Because of his love for us.
因为他爱我们。
He chose to forsook all his heavenly glory.
他选择放弃天上的荣华。
He wants to be like us, to be a bond servant.
跟我们一样，取了奴仆的形象。
He humbled himself before God.
他在神面前谦卑自己。
He humbled himself even to the point of death.
甚至于死。
Death on the cross.
死在十字架上。
That was the real life story of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的真正的生命。
When people look at Jesus, when he heard his miracles, when he heard what he has done, do they appreciate him?
当我们人们看到他所做的，他所成就的，我们有谢谢他吗？感谢他吗？
We do not even think he's the Messiah.
我们甚至不觉得他是弥赛亚。
In the 50 verses 7 through 10, it says a few things. I'd like to do it. Just look at the highlights.
我们想从这个七节，五十三章七节到十节，有一些的这个highlight 的地方。
On verse 7, it said he was oppressed and he was afflicted.
在七节他说他被受欺压。
On verses 8, it says by oppression and judgment he was taken away, and that he was cut off.Of the hands of the living.
这八节他讲到受欺压和审判 被夺去，从活人之地被剪除。
And verse 10, he would render himself as a guilt offering.
耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
He was crushed.
将他压伤。
When you're looking at a savior that come to save the world,
当你看一个救世的主 来救我们，拯救我们。
And he was treated even worse than an animal. I mean, worse than a criminal.
但是他所受到的待遇比这个一个罪人还不如。
If you know anything on the New Testament, what was predicted here exactly what was the behavior of Jesus?
这边我们在新约有看到这个，就像我们以前以赛亚所预言的。
He did not open his mouth. He did not defend himself.
他被控告的时候不开口，他不为自己辩护。
He did not defend the accusation, the false accusation on him.
那些被冤枉的这些事情控告的时候，他一点也不开口，也不辩护。
He was put through such an agony, put through such a pain that no one of us can bear.
他所受的刑罚，所受的酷刑，是没有我们没有一个人可以忍受的。
And yet he was like a sacrificial lamb without making a noise, remained silent.
但是像一个牺牲的羊一样，他一声都不出。
And he was crucified for the sins of the world.
他是钉在十字架上为我们世人的罪。
When we look at further,
我们再下去看下去。
We look at his ministry.
我们来看他的事工。
First of all, it was prophesied that he has a forerunner.
我们在预言上有预言到他有一个先锋。
In Isaiah 40, verses 3 to 4, it says,A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, making smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hills be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley.
以赛亚书章四十章三到四节是在画面上，荧幕上。
When Jesus was conceived,
当耶稣被出生的时候
Mary's cousin Elizabeth was also conceived.
Mary 的 cousin 她也从此也怀孕了。
And Jesus was born of Mary, and John the Baptist was born of Elizabeth.
施洗约翰是 Elizabeth 所出生的，所生的。Jesus 耶稣是玛利亚所生的。
When you're looking at the book of Matthew, you can see.That John was, he was dressing in animal skins. He was calling people to repent in the wilderness.
我们从马太福音三章一到二节可以看到，这个预言是从施洗约翰来应验的。
He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He was paving the way for Jesus.
他替弥赛亚的事工铺路。
He claimed that he was not even deserved to hold the shoes, the thing for Jesus.
他自己认为他连耶稣的鞋子都不配拿住。
But it was prophesied in Isaiah that a pioneer, a forerunner.Will come before Jesus.
但是以赛亚书确实有预言，是有一位先锋来为耶稣的事工铺路。
Not just that he has a pioneer, he was also prophesied as being power and power by the Holy Spirit.
不单他是有一个先锋，这里弥赛亚的事工，我们也看到他的圣灵、神的灵浇灌他，赐给他能力。
On just one verse.The verse Isaiah 11:2 is that the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
以赛亚书十一章这边有是讲到他的能力是怎么样来的。
When you looking at all the words that rested, I mean when are painted in red, it says first of all.He has the wisdom from above.
这些所有字上面是红色的，就是第一个我们看到他有智慧。
He has the understanding. He has the knowledge of heavenly knowledge.
他有天属天的聪明和知识。
He is the counselor. He has the strength. He has the power, and he also has the knowledge of the kingdom.
他有这个谋略，有这个能力，并且有天国的知识。
But the most importantly, he demonstrates the reverence to the Lord, to the King, I mean, to the God the Father.
最主要的是，耶稣他证明了他有敬畏耶和华的心。
When you're looking at Jesus, when you follow him for 3.5 years as his disciple, you will see that he has demonstrated everything that he has taught.
我们如果真正的跟随耶稣有三年，像这些使徒的话，我们可以看到他证明了他是这些特征，他有这些的特征跟能力。
He's a true one that would walk his talk.
他真的是就像他所教导的，他所行出来。
In his life, there's no deceiving words.
在他的口里没有诡诈。
He has done nothing wrong.
他没有做任何一件坏事。
He is genuine.Messenger from God Himself.
他真正的是 只做神所要他做的事。
And he is also prophesied. He is also was ordained by Lord Himself.
他自己也是被神所指定的、拣选的。
In Isaiah 49:1-2, he said, "Listen to me, O island, and pay attention, you people from afar. The Lord."Call me from the wombs, from the body of my mother, he named me. He has made my mouth like the sharp sword in the shadow of his hand. He has concealed me, and he has also made me a selected arrow. He has hidden me.
这些经文是从以赛亚书四十九章一到二节。
When you're looking at this, he was not only ordained by Father God himself.
我们这些经文可以看出，他不单单是被神认定为是弥赛亚。
It is even before the birth of Christ, he was already prophesied 800 years ago.
在他还未出生在800年以前，他已经是被神拣选作为神的仆人。
God has ordained him to come to bear the sins of the nations.
神已经指定预定他来为我们担当我们的罪。
God has already given him the burden to shoulder our sins.
神已经给他这样子来为我们担当我们的重担。
Therefore he says, from my wombs, from my mother's wombs, he has called me and named me.
所以这边说到自我出胎耶和华就选召我自我 出母腹他就提我的名。
But when you look at this verse, you also see a couple of things that the Lord did for him.
我们还从这些经文看到还有几个事情神为他预备。
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword, and he has also made me a selected arrow.
从他使我的口如快刀使我成为磨亮的剑。
When you're looking at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们看耶稣基督的生命的时候
when you look at the third, the word that he has spoken,
我们当我们念到他所说的话
It was like a sword into the people who has no God, who has away from God, who has the false God, that his word pierced through their hearts.
就像一把刀一样切断切到人的没有不认识神的人的生命当中
And his word is like an arrow.
他的话也像一个剑
who oppose the will of God.
对那些反对神旨意的人
The Messiah was chosen even before birth by the Lord, by our Heavenly Father.
弥赛亚是在他尚未出生以前就已经被神拣选的
And God has prepared him, has equipped him for ministry.
神也装备他为他为做他的事工
And when you look atWhat God has prepared him, he has really given him one purpose.
我们看到神如何装备他的时候，我们知道他单单只有一个目标目的。
To complete a salvatory plan for mankind.
来完成神救对人类救恩的计划。
Yeah, that, Isaiah 53 said he was oppressed, he was afflicted.
在五十三章提到他被欺压他是受到欺压的
He was under oppression He was under judgment
他是被审判受到欺压
He was wrongfully put to death
他是被人冤枉的钉死在
When we said the life of Christ
当我们想到耶稣基督的生活生命
We know he has done no wrong in his life
我们知道他是一个无罪的人
He hasNot sin, the only unsinned one that was living.
他是我们全人类之唯一无罪的人。
He has done no violence.
他也没有暴虐。
He did not deserve to die.
他是不值得受到这样子的刑罚的。
But when you look at us,
但是你当我们看自己的时候
we're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We all have lied.
我们都撒谎过。
We all have hurt someone.
我们有伤害过别人。
We all have hated someone.
我们有恨过别人。
We even have action that hurts someone in our life.
我们也有有行动来伤害别人。
In Romans 6:23, it says the wage of sin is death.
在罗马书六章二十三节提到，因为罪的工价乃是死。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And our destination is death.
我们罪的注定就是要死。
We all deserve to die under God's law.
在神的法律下面，我们都是值得死的。
Maybe you think you are an angel.
也许你自己认为自己是一个天使。
Maybe you think that you have done great things for mankind.
也许你觉得自己做了很多的功了，积了很多功。
But that from the viewpoint of men, viewpoint of people.
这个是从人类的观点来看。
God look at our hearts.
神看到我们的心。
God look at the way that we think.
神知道我们怎么想。
When you look at someone, and when you look at someone that with an intention of hurting someone.
当你看到一个人，当你看到有一个对他有对人有恶意的心的时候
，It is already motivated by the hate in your heart.
这已经是被这个你心中里的恨来激动。
And Jesus said, when you hate someone, you already committed a sin.
耶稣说，如果你心里有恨，你已经是犯了罪了。
God look at our hearts.
神看我们的心。
And we cannot say that we are righteous.
我们不能够说我们自己是公义的。
And Romans say there's no righteous person, not one.
罗马书告诉我们没有一个有正义的人，没那连一个都没有。
Jesus come to this earth.
耶稣来到这个世界上。
He come as a humble servant.
他来到一个谦卑的仆人。
He came to tell us what a heaven really is like.
他来要告诉我们天堂是如何一回事。
But most importantly, he come so we can reconcile us with God.
最重要的是他来使我们与神和好。
He is the only person without sin.
他是唯一无罪的人。
And yet when he was put to death as the worst criminal.
但是他像一个最不好的罪人一样，最坏的一个罪人一样子被钉死在十字架上。
But that was his purpose.
但这个就是他的，他来的目的。
He came to bear the sins of all of us.
他来是担当我们所有人类的罪。
Because his death on the cross.
因为他的十字架上面的死。
We can all live.
我们能够活。
We can all enjoy eternity with God.
我们能够享受与神永远同在。
We will not go to the second death.
我们不会经历到第二次的死亡。
So when this Christmas, when we come to celebrate the birth of our King,
所以这个今天圣诞节的时候，我们来欢庆耶稣基督的诞生的时候
，we need to look at why is he here.
我们要想到为什么他要来到我们当中。
We're going to look at what purpose that he walked up on the cross.
他来的目的，他死在十字架上的目的是什么？
And we need to look at the glorious result that he has accomplished.
我们也有没有更要看到他在实际上所成就的光荣耀的事情
？Being a son of God,
一个成为一个神的儿子
，being a heavenly ruler,
一个掌管天地的人
，he doesn't need to die on the cross.
他不需要死在十字架上
，but because he loves us.
但是因为他爱我们。
He wants to spend eternal with us.
他要跟我们永远同在。
He wants to be reconciled with us.
他要与我们和好。
Therefore, he walked this painful path to the cross.
所以他走上这个痛苦的路去十字架。
So when we celebrate his birth,
所以当我们庆祝他的诞生
，Let's also think about his death.
我们也想到他的死。
When we celebrate the prophecies that a son is giving, a child is born to us.
当我们庆祝这个预言，就是一个有一子为我们而生。
We will look at the promise of God that He will send us a Savior, and that we will through Him receive eternal life.
我们也要看到神的应许，他为我们赐下一个救主，借着他我们得永生。
I don't know how many of us are still on the outside of the door of salvation.
我不知道我们当中有谁还是在外面的，在门外的。
I'd like to invite you to think about the suffering King.
我想邀请你们来思考这个一位被藐视、被厌弃的王。
Maybe you think about Christmas is giving out gifts.
也许你当你想到圣诞节的时候是交换礼物的时间。
Maybe you think of a Christmas is singing Christmas carols.
也许你想到圣诞节是唱圣诞歌的时候。
Maybe you think Christmas is to make someone in your family happy.
也许你想到圣诞节是让你家里一个成员快乐。
If you think about Christmas in its true meaning, that the Son of God come and to bear our sins so we can have eternal life.
让神帮助我们都能够思考圣诞节真正的意思是神赐下他的独生子为我们而死让我们能够得永生
Let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
for a purpose which he has fulfilled.